They came out from behind the red dirt at the bluff, and he turned the wheel to the left. And then, growing out from the rough sand beach, was the long looming shape of the distant levee and the spill of white rocks she had looked down on a few hours before. There were some stands of dead white trees off to the right where fishing boats were grouped, and she could see people sitting in them. He eased off on the throttle just a bit, and then he turned loose of it and steered the boat with one hand, casually, as if he were back on his highway again. And he watched everything around him, just the way he did when he was driving the cruiser. It was too loud for any talk, the rushing wind and the sound of the motor, and there was too much to see. The sun beginning to lower in the sky, but still bright enough that she had to shade her eyes with one hand to study the levee and the distant shore where other landings jutted out into the lake. Everywhere, boats pulling skiers towed white fans of water that crept across the surface of the reservoir. It seemed to take a long time to get any closer to the levee, but whenever she looked back, she could see how far they had come. And after 5 minutes, the red dirt bluff was just a patch of color among the trees and the rocks, and she couldn't see the dock that Sam had built with his own hands. When the sun fell behind the levee, he slowed the boat and made a gentle sweep to the right and raced along its length for a while. He took his sunglasses off and stowed them in a pocket beneath the console. "What do you think?" he yelled, and she nodded and smiled and pulled her hair out of her face again. "We better get back," she heard, and he turned the wheel away from the levee and pushed down on the throttle again. Most of the wind had died by now, and the lake had started to slick over. The water seemed darker now, and it was as if they were skidding across a plate of black glass, the boat driving like an arrowhead with hardly any spray coming out from the hull. Just the clean, smooth nose aimed at the red bluff and the trees flashing by on the right side. Boys and girls in water up to their necks off the beaches, and their dogs splashing in the shallows, and the last rays of light in the tops of the woods, and already the small coves back in the smooth fingers of water growing dark with night. By lamplight, he speared the marbled slabs of meat onto the grill, and the small yellow flames leapt up, the grease sizzling when it fell into the coals. She helped Amy bring out...